Yeah, it was in 1971, 21st of February. It was not a darshan I had then with the mother in her room, but on the balcony in the middle of the city, at the town of Pondicherry, with 5,000 people roughly gathered, very cramped down in the street, and waiting for the appearance of her on the roof terrace. And there were little hands suddenly appearing on the railing, and a sort of shadow behind. And then her face came up, a tiny little, I would say, like the baby orangutan, like a baby face nearly, and with strong eyes, and coming over the railing and looking down into the crowd. And then she was fully there. And then I remember next to me there were some Americans, I think, tall guys. And one, I heard one saying to the other, "Oh, is she old?" No? And I remember very well, there was a voice in myself saying, "But can't they see? Can't they see?" That was the beginning of this awe which came, which was totally timelessness, beyond evolution nearly, of a human and humans, and this immense density and power. Power, I would say, is the biggest word which I found later on when I tried to understand what happened to me. Power, strangely enough, not like this. Boom, yeah, really boom. And it was through the eyes, but also heart. It took my body, it made me stay there and not move and be still, absolutely. She was the center point, no? The focal, the creatrice, the mother. I mean, a humility and a surrender, I could cry. from a person with such an enormity, it was like a magnetic thread, like I was meant, and I looked, and it stayed there for some time. I mean, she was going on, and didn't take so long, 5 minutes maybe. And then she slowly withdrew. People started bubbling, the crowd dispersed slowly, and I was still standing there as if everything is still there. Yeah, she's there. And it took me a long time to come to my wake consciousness, as we say. And my companion that time, she was pulling me on my, "Hey, it's all gone, it's over, why don't we go?" You know? And I could not even speak. And I was literally like, hypnotized would not be the right word, because it was very clear, everything was very clear, but I could not move. And later on, I was saying to myself, "My God, normally if you meet a human being with that power, you will be afraid and you close down." But in this instant, I was open up totally to be connected in this immensity and not being even able to leave it, and still remaining in that energy field when she was gone physically. And then I understood something. Then I understood, for me, something, what this power is, really a supreme power, which is beyond all what we call ego, and which is messing up everything, and which is our evolutionary story on the planet, to go through it, to learn from it, and to get rid of it. So, and later on, it came to me, the power of love. Because it was a power we rarely encounter in this world, isn't it?